Joining me now on the phone is a good friend of the program, and a good friend of mine, David Yepsen. He's host of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press. He's the former director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University, and also a former national political writer and columnist for the Des Moines Register. David, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It's good to be with you, Rick.
This has been... I suppose you could almost say this every week when it comes to speaking about Donald Trump. But truly, this has been one of the most remarkable weeks in an American presidency.
Well, there's no question about it. If you look down through the list of stories and things that were going on in this past week, it's hard to remember a week that had this much happening every day. I mean, things that would have... been huge news in the past just were swamped by the news and what happened in Helsinki. So it's been a very incredible week, but the Trump presidency is that way. And who knows what next week will bring?
Well, you've got you kind of start the week with Helsinki, and then his attempts to kind of walk back from some of the things he said. Then you have the fact that the New York Times reports that his former personal lawyer Michael Cohen, in the FBI search of Michael Cohen's office, there are tapes of Michael Cohen and Donald Trump talking about hush payments to a former Playboy model that the president was alleged to have had an affair with. You get whipsawed by it all.
I think many voters, at some point, they start to tune it out. You've got a situation right now with a president that's very popular with about 30% of the electorate. It's hardcore. It's a base of people that just aren't leaving him. And then you've got a plurality of Americans who disapprove of the job he does. There's a new ABC Washington Post poll out this morning conducted after Helsinki. Most Americans did not approve of the way that it was handled. But there is a rock-solid base of Trump supporters. And, the question going forward in terms of the coming election is, what does this do? Do Trump supporters desert him over these mistakes? Do they rally around him? What happens to moderate Republicans? Are they with him? Are they against him? I think one thing for sure that's happened is the Democratic base, and particularly younger voters, millennial voters, are really energized, and I can see it in crowd sizes and things like that. And so if the energy on the Democratic Party and on the left, the anger, if the Democrats can find a way to bottle and can that, to get it registered into the polls, then they're going to have a very, very successful midterm election.
Well, you touched on like millennial voters, and we always are told every election that the youth vote's going to matter, that the youth vote's going to turn out, and it never really does.
No, that's right. Younger voters just don't, and this has been true for decades.
Right,
younger people just don't turn out. I mean, even the heights of Vietnam War. You've had many younger voters that just don't pay attention. They're into other things in their lives. That once they start getting jobs and paying taxes and having kids and paying a mortgage, they start to get engaged. And that's a trajectory that goes on to when you're a senior citizen and you're very aware of the role government plays in your life, and then you're a good voter. But so I don't want to be sounding like I'm bad mouthing or millennial voters.
No, not at all. But there is a certain element of there that is active among those younger voters, and I just don't know if it results in a greater turnout. That's all.
Well, what I'm seeing, Rick, is if you look at these rallies and events that are being done on by progressive groups, there is now an element of make sure you register and vote. You know, it's great to have a protest and show up for the TV cameras and great to have demonstrations, but unless it shows up on election day, you know, it really doesn't matter. But I see, I'm starting to see registration efforts, registration tables. There's an understanding on the left that particularly in battleground states and in key congressional districts, they've got to get some of this energy harnessed and to the polls on election day.
We're speaking with David Yepsen. He's the host of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press and a very good friend of your Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio. And I'm joined on the phone by my good friend David Yepsen, the host of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press. And David, we've got a call. I think you could probably answer very definitely. We've got a call from Ron. Ron, as always, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
Yes, good morning, Rick. David, I wanted to ask you about the tariffs. A lot of the farmers are, you know, some supporters of President Trump, and but their products are going to be affected with these tariffs. It's going to really affect them economically. So could you probably just talk on that a little bit, and more even in general, just how the overall economy is going to be affected, how that might, you know, have repercussions for the elections. Thanks, guys.
Ron, that's a very good question, particularly in a state like Iowa or in Illinois downstate. Soybean prices are below the cost of production. Pork prices and corn prices are dipping. As the president threatens tariffs and starts to impose tariffs, other countries impose them back, and all of a sudden you're not selling anything, and you have huge surpluses that pile up, and prices go down. Now, the question that I think you're getting at, Ron, is what's the fallout going to be come November? And I think that's yet to be determined. I mean, it is true that the farm vote, the rural vote went for Trump. And I don't see at this point a big erosion there. I do see it starting to Trump's base in rural America. I do see it starting to crack. I see people having questions about how this is going to affect them. And Ron, you know, I think that's a great question going into the midterm elections, because if Trump supporters don't show up, Republicans are going to have at the polls, the Republicans are going to have a very difficult time in rural America because Democrats are energized. I don't see Trump voters becoming Democratic voters, but I do see some of them just staying home and being upset. But it's a long way yet until Election Day, and we'll see what farm prices are doing. And right now, the psychology in rural America is not good. Numerically, there are not as many farmers as there used to be, but they do set a psychological tone for everybody else in states like mine here in Iowa or downstate Illinois. The farmers aren't making it. A lot of other businesses don't make it. And so this is having an adverse effect on Republican chances there. And Republicans are very nervous about that. We'll see how it plays out come November.
Well, and certainly economics, pocketbook is a big motivator in elections. And it's been kind of interesting to see how Republicans thought with the tax cut passage, people seeing a little bit more in their paychecks, that could be a selling point for maintaining Republican control in Congress. But then if the tariffs continue and prices rise, you basically are eroding any of those gains from the tax cut.
That's right, Rick. And it's important to, I think, to Ron's question and your point. You got to look at the economics. You got to look at the pocketbook issues, the numbers. You know, unemployment rates are very low. Stock market's sort of holding up there pretty good. Some people are doing all right. A lot of people are not. But it isn't a question of what the economics are. It's a question of how people feel. Are they feeling upbeat? Are they confident? And right now, a lot of Americans are not. Midterm elections are always tough for a party in power that holds the White House. And I think this is probably going to be true big time come November, with Republicans and Trump people being a little down, Democrats and progressives energized. They're getting out and registering to vote. You'll see Democrats pick up the U.S. House. I don't think the Democrats can take the U.S. Senate, but you'll see governorships, like in Illinois and here in Iowa, where in Iowa, the governor's race, a Republican incumbent, it's rated as a toss-up.
Which I was kind
Charlie
of
Cook, our good friend.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I saw that. I hadn't been keeping up with what was going on in the race over there, but I just
right. And it's an it's an incumbent Republican governor, and she running for her full term, and she's in a pretty close race. So this is all part and parcel of what I'm talking about in the midterm elections. This could be tough for Republicans up and down the ballot.
David is in my Sunday print story in the Chicago Tribune, where I took a look at the idea of, more than a week ago now, when Governor Bruce Rauner kind of went all in with the Trump White House after having spent so much time of his first term distancing himself from it, appearing in Rosemont with Vice President Pence. And you know, then that's followed by Helsinki. And so, you know, it's always one of those things about, you know, you have to be careful who you hitch your star to.
Yeah, because that star can go up or it can go down. And in Governor Rauner's case, the time I spent, 7 years I spent in Illinois watching politics, it seems like he sometimes has difficulty finding a lane to run in. Is he a moderate Republican? How does he reach out to conservatives? And you know, there's a reason why now these rating agencies are saying Rauner is likely to lose to Pritzker. So you're closer to it than I am, but I just think it's a tough year for Bruce Rauner.
Well, and let's not forget that there's a third-party candidate, too, with Sam McCann. Now, I don't know that he's going to get a whole lot of money, but certainly with those rural Trump voters that we're talking about, he's a factor.
And urban conservatives. I mean, look at what Jeannie Ives got in the primary against Bruce Rauner. Those conservatives are not happy with him. And if they don't stay home, they've sure got a place to vote now and for Sam McCann.
That's David Yepsen, my good friend, host of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press. He's the former director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University. David, as always, thank you so much for your insight. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Rick.